Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, June 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Just how old is the car you're driving right now? If you can believe it, the average age of cars and trucks in the U.S. has hit a record 11.8 years. Better quality and technology allows people to keep them on the road a bit longer. Hey, that includes my 1983 Chevy Nova. Still in great shape. Two, the U.S. Supreme Court says no census question on citizenship, at least for now. Meanwhile, another ruling on redistricting has major consequences for us here in Michigan. And number one, 10 more Democrats took the debate stage in Florida last night, and all 10, every single one of them, promised taxpayers will pick up a tab for health insurance for illegal immigrants. If only that were the most outrageous statement of the night. Friday morning, June 28th. Happy to be with you. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. And night two of the debates, we have plenty of audio. I'll play that cut that I just mentioned here in the first segment, so hang on. First, tell you that I'm here at Hillsdale, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College and also teach in the journalism department. Happy to be here. And also the host of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Got a brand new episode out today. Make yourself a note, maybe sometime later on today. Head over to SoundCloud or iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, or Spotify, or over to Ricochet and find the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We talked this week with Adam Carrington, professor of politics here at Hillsdale, about a couple of the recent Supreme Court rulings. Samuel Gregg of the Acton Institute, his new book, Reason, Faith, and the Struggle for Western Civilization. And we talk with Khalil Habib, a professor of politics here at Hillsdale, too, about Shakespeare's Roman plays. Very cool stuff on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Ask for it by name, wherever fine and not so fine podcasts might be found. On today's program here, Dr. Michael Bussler in Hour 1, professor of finance, Stockton University, New Jersey. Talk about why kids, the youth, are supporting Bernie Sanders. Number 2, Hour 2, Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics. He was down in Miami for the debates. Congressman Tim Walberg also with us, too. And in Hour 3, Steve Doolin, Doug O'Brien with the U.S. Health and Human Services Office. And State Representative Eric Lighthizer also will join us. We'll talk Enbridge and clear the details on auto insurance reform with State Rep Eric Lighthizer in hour number 3 of the program. We close out the week strong, of course. Last night's Democratic debate on NBC and MSNBC. We have plenty of audio to talk with you about today. Who did well? Who didn't? Let's see. What do I want to tell you? I think that I have said for a long time, and there's no reason to change a prediction now. I mean, heck, just write it out. I think eventually Kamala Harris will be the nominee for the Democrats. I've literally said that, I think, since the days after President Trump took office. I think she's the most obvious candidate for Democrats who are looking for intersectionality. She checks a lot of boxes, so to speak, with her background. Last night, I thought she was very good. Not good for me, I don't agree, but good. You know, I think she appealed to Democratic voters. I think Pete Buttigieg did a pretty good job, had some high points. I disagree with him on many, 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 many issues, and especially on important issues, too. But I can't help but think that he has a whiff of common sense about him that many of the other candidates don't have, and that's not an endorsement, certainly. I don't even know if you forced me at gunpoint, so to speak, to vote for one of the Democratic candidates, that he would be my choice, if I absolutely had to. But I think there's something about him that that sort of throws off this common sense whiff that people might cling to. Bernie, I think, I don't know if he had a poor night, but he just seemed lost on stage, and not lost as in, making an age joke. I mean, lost as in There were 10 candidates. Others seemed to grab the spotlight, and I don't know if Bernie Sanders stood out enough among the candidates last night to help himself. Let me play this cut for you. We'll play plenty of audio through the morning and lots after the break, but I mentioned this right at the top. This will be Pete 1, Alex. This will be Pete 1. Everyone on stage asked the raise your hand question, which doesn't translate well to radio because you can't see hands being raised. So I'm just going to tell you in advance, after the question is asked, every single candidate on stage raises his or her hand in response to this question about coverage, health coverage for illegal immigrants. Pete 1.
If you'd be so kind, raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Hang on, I gave you the wrong cut. And now I... Oh, there it is. Nope, that's not it either. Heck, did I lose the cut I wanted to play? I think I may have. Oh, no! Oh, no! We're off to a bad start today, and it's all my fault. Okay, so if the cut were playing right here... What would happen is that, you know what? Just play Pete 1. I think that might be the one I'm looking for anyway.
If you'd be so kind, raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation. Can we keep the hands up so we could see them?
Let's remember, that's not just a theoretical exercise. That criminalization, that is the basis for family separation. You do away with that. It's no longer possible. Of course, it wouldn't be possible anyway in my presidency because it is dead wrong. We got to talk about one other thing, because the Republican Party likes to cloak itself in the language of religion. Now, our party doesn't talk about that as much, largely for a very good reason, which was we are committed to the separation of church and state, and we stand for people of any religion and people of no religion. But we should call out hypocrisy when we see it. And for a party that associates itself with Christianity, to say that it is okay to suggest that God would smile on the division of families at the hands of federal agents, that God would condone putting children in cages, has lost all claim to ever use religious language again.
Vice President,
Hi, that's Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and no, that is not the cut I was looking for, but it's all my fault. So let's talk about that one for a second. Religious language. Madeline Fry at the... at the Examiner has a brief piece this morning on that. This is a real... Democrats want to have this both ways. They are really offended whenever conservatives and Republicans use religion, use church, use the Bible to defend any sort of policy prescription, and yet they race to do so on tons of issues. Kirsten Gillibrand recently said Christians should support the free will of a woman choosing to have an abortion. And that the separation of church and state means abortion should be legal. Yet Republicans are the only ones using religion for their own gain. Buttigieg himself has said that I can't imagine, or God doesn't have a political party, he said, but I can't imagine if he did, it would be the one that sent the current president into the White House. The religion card again pulled last night by Pete Buttigieg, who, again, I think overall had a pretty good night. That wasn't the high point, I think, for him, though. All right, we'll see if we can find that cut, because it's out there somewhere. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, Never thought we'd have this much work.
Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.